Emphysema. Emphysema is a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and it results in enlargement of alveoli and destruction of alveolar tissue and sacs, and they lose their elasticity. So what causes you to suffer from this? Well, there are various risk factors, of course. Smoking is probably the major risk factor. You can also have hereditary factors. You can have a deficiency in a particular gene that codes for alpha-1 antitrypsin protein that we'll talk about in a little bit. Sometimes it's heavily linked to various sorts of occupations such as welding and mining. And so what happens when you smoke is that it could be a normal inflammatory response, or it may actually cause inflammation. But during the normal process of inflammation in the lungs, neutrophils will migrate there, and they'll produce protease enzymes. These are useful for killing off bacteria and viruses, but they will actually also break down your lung protein. And ordinarily, your lung tissue produces an enzyme called alpha-1 antitrypsin. And what this enzyme does is it inhibits the action. So when you smoke, you're going to be suffering from inflammation. But furthermore, smoking inhibits that alpha-1 enzyme, or if you inherit the deficiency, so you don't have the alpha-1 antitrypsin protein present, then what happens is you'll start to break down the elastin in the connective tissues of the lungs, and this will destroy the alveolar walls and lead to a loss of elasticity. And this is going to decrease your surface area for gas exchange. Your airways are going to eventually collapse, and you're going to have air trapping. And so people will suffer from hypoxemia, they don't get enough oxygen, and eventually the air will get trapped in there because of difficulty exhaling, and this will lead to respiratory acidosis. So people who suffer from emphysema find it very, very hard to breathe, they require lots of energy, and because of this they're often very thin. But when you think about our three key concepts, of course it's affecting all of them. Homeostasis, you've got your normal respiration, which is your normal gas exchange, bringing in enough oxygen, getting rid of enough carbon dioxide. And if you're destroying your alveoli and they're losing their elasticity, you can no longer bring in enough oxygen, get rid of your carbon dioxide. That is going to lead to your acid-base problems. And so that's homeostasis. And then when you think about proteins, well, whenever you talk about inflammation, it involves lots and lots of different proteins. But in particular here, we can think about the neutrophils producing the protein, which is the protease enzyme, which is going to break down proteins. And then we can think about your lung tissue and the alpha-1 antitrypsin, which you should be producing, which is another protein enzyme. And of course, elastin, which is going to be broken down in your connective tissue, is another protein. And lots of proteins will obviously be involved in cell membranes, particularly when we think about the inflammatory response.